ओम ज्ञान तिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकाया चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मानोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामायं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम् Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyabadi Paschate Deshatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Vanchakalpa Truvyascha, Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnava Vyo Namo We are very fortunate to be here in the auspicious presence of the Panchatattva and other deities, Srila Prabhupada and the assembled devotees. The idea of taking birth in a family of devotees is has been very nicely explained by His Holiness Indradumya Swami based on the Bhagavad Gita. And I'm seeing in relation to Bhakti Karo and Bhakti Stella and even Bhakti Saroj, that they are also parts of families of devotees. Saroj's son is an initiated disciple of His Holiness Lokanath Swami Maharaj. And Karo's brother is His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami. And his wife Stella's brother-in-law is also His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami by some amazing arrangement. And our spiritual family, of course, we're all part of Krishna's family, Vasudeva Kutumbakam. Everyone is a member of Krishna's family. And more specifically, we are members of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and even more specifically of Srila Prabhupada, members of Srila Prabhupada's family. And in any family there are different relationships, but all of the members of the family work together for the common good. In the case of a core family, you could say they all cooperate for the pleasure of the father, of father and mother. And just as our relationship with Krishna is eternal, our relationship with our spiritual lineage is also eternal, parampara. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has given the example that Krishna extends his hand to help the fallen souls, just like a person will extend his hand to pick up something. And that hand that Krishna extends to pick us up is the parampara, and immediately the spiritual master. But the all the family members work together, and this fact is very vividly exemplified in the life of Raghunath Das Goswami. We'll be hearing more about him later. But it is relevant to mention that he was helped by many great souls along the way. When he was just a schoolboy, he would meet Haridas Thakur. Actually, his parents were very aristocratic. They were almost like kings in their wealth. And they were very generous. It is said that practically the whole Brahmin community of Bengal was maintained by the Majumdar family. And so they were connected with many great devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Balaramacharya, Yadunandan Acharya. They were friends with each other, and they also sort of maintained Haridas Thakur in their village. And so, as a schoolboy, Raghunath Das would visit them, and Haridas Thakur blessed him. So, without going into detail, we see in the life of Raghunath Das Goswami, Haridas Thakur, Balaramacharya, Yadunandan Acharya, who initiated him, was a disciple of Advaita Acharya. And later, well, there are so many, but in Jagannath Puri, Swarup Damodar Goswami, and of course, ultimately, Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, in the same way, we also work together to help the devotees who come to Srila Prabhupada's shelter to make progress in Krishna consciousness. We have a particular relationship with our Diksha Guru, and that must always be maintained and respected. But we also have other relationships with spiritual aunts and uncles and brothers, older sisters. All the family members cooperate for that same purpose, to help the individual soul become purified and advanced in Krishna consciousness, and engaged in the mission of Srila Prabhupada and the Panchatattva. On the way here, I recalled a sign that my dear god brother, His Holiness Ratnakara Swami, saw outside of a church in Tennessee. And it struck him so much that he's repeated it, and I will repeat it as well. And the sign said that friends divide sorrow and multiply joy. So all of these new initiates, if you look in this room, you will see it is filled with friends. Every single person in this room is your friend and well-wisher. And they are there in times of sorrow, because that's also part of life. And if you confide in them, then your sorrow is divided. And in times of joy, like today's occasion and many, many, many others, that joy is multiplied. So we are very fortunate to have the association of devotees in ISKCON in particular for us, and to have their good wishes and support. I will just add a few words about second initiation, especially for Sri Vallabh Das and Ananda Vrindavan Dasi, and all of you. And that is that after, yes, to serve Brahman, one must be on the Brahman platform. Brahman means spirit, the supreme spirit, Krishna. And to serve the supreme spirit, one must be on the spiritual platform. And one comes to the spiritual platform. Who can say, how do we come to the spiritual platform? Any volunteers? How do we come to the spiritual platform? Damodar Das.
By association.
Yes. Mahesh.
By the mercy of Guru and Krishna.
Yes. Dravida Prabhu. Yes. Dravida Prabhu has given the specific verse from the Bhagavad Gita, Mamcha Yogya Vicharine Bhakti Yogena Sevati Sagunam Samachitaityam Ramabhuyaya Kalpate. One who engages in unflinching, undeviating devotional service transcends the modes of nature and comes to the level of Brahman. But what all of you said is also correct, because that process of bhakti yoga includes associating with devotees, adoshraddha, first some preliminary faith, by associating with devotees, then adoshraddha tata sadhu sangha, and systematic association with devotees, and then bhajana kriya, the serious performance of devotional service, which Srila Prabhupada said begins with accepting the shelter of a spiritual master, taking initiation from the spiritual master and engaging in all the other items of devotional service. So when one has been steady and chanting 16 rounds and following the regulated principles. One is considered to be eligible for second initiation and to engage in deity worship. And I have been very pleased to note how nicely Tukaram Prabhu trains the devotees to engage in the service of the deities here. And anyone engaged in the service of the deities here should take full advantage of Tukaram Prabhu's guidance and instructions, because they are all according to Shastra. So many places in Srila Prabhupada's books and letters and talks, he mentions that deity worship must be done according to the rules and regulations in the scriptures. It's not a whimsical matter. So in this temple, we have Tukaram Prabhu. In other temples, some other temples, there are also very staunch, steady, shastric temple presidents or head pujaris who will guide the devotees. And in that way, that service to the deities is very pleasing to the Lord, and when the Lord is pleased, then naturally all the devotees are also pleased. When we come here, we feel the pleasure of the Panchatattva, Lord Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, Saraswati, Srila Prabhupada. And it's a blessing for the whole temple community. So I feel blessed to be here in the presence of these deities, and His Holiness Indradumya Swami and other learned and devoted God brothers, and all of you wonderful devotees. And I'm looking forward to the next part of the ceremony, in which, well, rather than tell you, we will let Tukaram Prabhu engage you. Hare Krishna.